After the left, socialists, communists, and Marxists divide a population, today we'll interview a special guest about how they create the appearance of popular support. You're watching Anarchy in America with Christian Gomez. After dividing the people or population, phase two of the communist revolution for takeover is to create the appearance of popular support. Throughout history, whenever Marxists or communists take over a given country, the actual number of Marxists or communists in control is less than 1% of the total population. Hence the old communist adage or slogan, communism must be built with non-communist hands. This dedicated 1% of communists work to corral the 99% of non-communists to agree to socialist goals and programs, and they do so with the use of popular slogans and catchphrases to stop so-called or alleged social injustices. Joining us today to discuss the tactic of creating the appearance of popular support, particularly among Black Americans, is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, the host of The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Fallen State, the founder of the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and the author of various books, including Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Welcome to the show, Jesse. We're glad to have you on today.
It's good to be on with you. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Now, getting down to it, at the recent funeral of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Al Sharpton was decrying how Black people in this country are oppressed in America. He said, quote, "The reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed to be is you kept your knee on our neck." Now, throughout his delivery, you know, Sharpton's eulogy there, he highlighted all these different areas, such as education, healthcare, slavery, voting rights, you know, and criminal reform, justice. What's your take on Al Sharpton and many of these so-called Black leaders focusing on this alleged oppression that's been going on?
Well, I've been saying for a long time now that Al Sharpton is a liar. He is a Black race hustler. He is no one that anyone should follow. And his daddy is Satan. And he's using people for his own personal gain. And it's unfortunate that Black people, not all, but most have sold their soul to the devil. And they're following people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters with the low IQ.
Yes.
The NAACP and others. The Blacks are following these people. And I've been saying for over 30 years now, at least 30 years or more, that the Blacks need to take back their own lives and be responsible for themselves. Al Sharpton is lying. Black people, not all but those who are suffering due to the destruction of the family and the lack of moral character. It has nothing to do with slavery, Jim Crow, or police brutality, or systemic racism. All that is a bunch of crap. And as long as Al Sharpton can use them, he can take advantage of them.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned all that, you know, agenda that these individuals are always promoting. But what would you say is the real ideological agenda or goal of people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Maxine Waters? What is the agenda that they're trying to promote at the expense of Black Americans?
Well, number one is to gain power and wealth for themselves. And number two is to turn America into a socialist communist society. Because if you look at it, they have been in charge of the so-called Black people for a long time now. And most Black people have a communist socialist mentality. They don't know that they could take care of themselves, that they're in the greatest country in the world. Whatever you want to do in this country, it's up to you. You can make it or not make it. You can live on Skid Row or you can buy yourself a fine home. And it's interesting, Christian, is that Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ and others, they're promoting that the white man have the foot on your neck or knee on your neck while they're living in mansions. They're living in beautiful homes and beautiful communities. They have amazing jobs and things like that. But they're telling other Blacks that you can't make it. So why is it that white people are holding some Blacks back, but not all? The ones who are promoting this evil, Why is it that they're able to get away, but other blacks are not able to? It's a lie. It's a setup.
Yeah, absolutely. You bring up the disconnect of the picture there, where you have the wealth that these individuals have, yet they claim that no one else can achieve it. Well, how do they achieve it, right? Well,
that's right.
Yeah. So, Jesse, how else do you see these self-proclaimed black leaders creating the appearance of popular support for things like socialism or communist causes, like you mentioned? How do you see them creating that appearance that, hey, the whole black community and other people of color, Hispanics even, they support these agendas that Jesse Jackson and Sharpton and Maxine Waters seem to be pushing?
I'm surprised. I have to add that I'm surprised that the Hispanic people are jumping on board with this. But they're listening to their liberal faith leaders as well. And they're lying to the Hispanic people. But a lot of Hispanics are not following this stuff. They know that blacks are lying. They don't even like the black people. Nobody likes black people now because they're so emotional. They're so angry. They're so destructive. And so no one want to hang out with the black people anymore. And I don't blame them. But the way that they're doing it is keeping them angry. And they've been saying for the last 70 years, it's been growing and growing and growing, that America is a racist society. White people are trying to hold you back. And white people have not spoken up for themselves. They've gone along with it by believing in the lie that black people are suffering due to slavery and all that. So they have not spoken up. And I've said to white people for 30 years, y'all better speak up, because these blacks are angry. They are evil, and they want destruction of white people. And we have had the so-called knockout games in America, where blacks were going around knocking out white people, robbing and raping and stealing, and nothing was done about it.
Yeah, where was Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton decrying the injustice done to those people?
They want the confusion. Jesse Jackson and others get rich off the confusion between the blacks and the whites. They want you separated, so that you don't get to know what's really going on or pay attention. Divide and conquer is what this is all about. And so now, 70 years later, you have the black people out there burning and robbing and raping and stealing and killing, and they're following a very far-left, liberal, radical, evil organization called Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter is worse than the KKK. They hate God. They hate the nuclear family, unborn children. They said they were trained to be Marxist. So they are admitting what they are, and their whole goal is to turn America into a socialist society. America will live to regret this, and if they doubt me, look at South Africa. South Africa is now in America, and I've been warning that it was coming to America, where the blacks took over in South Africa. And now in South Africa, white people are being robbed, raped, murdered, and killed in their own home and on the streets. And the cops don't show up because they did exactly what the people are trying to do here: demolish, get rid of the police departments around the country. So when you call for the cops, they're not going to show up. And then they want to ban the right to bear arms so that you have no protection for yourself. And now they want the land. They're taking land from white people in South Africa. And that's what they want to do here. The next thing is to take the white man's land.
Reparations, right?
Yeah, that's what they're working on right now. And because they're destroying the police department, the Democratic Party is not going to stop them. They want this confusion for votes and power. And so I don't see anything. And they'll put all these black people in position of mayor and governors and city councilmen and things like that, congressmen. There's nothing to stop reparations.
AB 3121 is the task force to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans. AB 3121 would establish a task force to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans. The bill would require the task force, consisting of 8 appointed members, to compile and synthesize the prevailing historical record of black slavery and their afterlives in California and across the United States. Further, the bill would require the task force to recommend, among other things, the appropriate mechanism for redress as it pertains to California's role in the enslavement of black people and their afterlives. It also requires them to disseminate that information in an educational format so California can understand its relationship.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned South Africa, because there you had the African National Congress, the ANC, come to power with Nelson Mandela, with the help, many Americans don't know this, of the South African Communist Party. Now, yeah. now speaking of in the case of the United States, we have, of course, have the Communist Party USA, CPUSA, and other Marxist-Leninist outright organizations that are splinters of the Communist Party USA, Revolutionary Communist Party, Workers' World Party, and so forth. So you would say that the Black Lives Matter movement today and people like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, that they are in reality promoting a communist agenda, but in the name of injustice towards Black Americans, basically.
100%. 100%. And they use these fancy names like Black Lives Matter in order to deceive the people with words. And if you are a person that is subject to words, you can easily be controlled. For example, there's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Debbie-Dad-ism, or white supremacism, anti-Semitism, no isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. Either you serve evil or you serve good. There's no isms. It's either right or wrong. That's what we have in America today.
Absolutely. So why do you think that many white Americans, not all again, but also many of them, why do you think many of them are also going along with Sharpton and Jackson, especially attending the BLM rallies? You see a lot of photographs and news, video where you see a BLM rally and there's a lot of young white Americans. Why do you think that is? In fact, we even have a photograph of this BLM rally, and at the rally you see a sign for the Freedom Road Socialist Organization.
What you got to realize is that Black Lives Matter is a socialist Marxist organization. And Black people are being used today for destruction. Whenever you want to destroy something or someone, you rent a Black person or a Black people. And they'll come running for destruction. But if you want to build a family, man and woman, married with children, make America great again, when you want to get Blacks to go back and work and give back to the country, stop turning their communities into ghettos, you're not going to get or protect the unborn children. You're not going to get the Blacks to show up for anything that's good. One or two will. Most won't. Not all, but most will not show up. But whenever you want destruction, Black people will show up. Just rent a Black, they will show up. The reason white people are joining is because young white people have been brainwashed by the educational system. They've been brainwashed to believe that Blacks are suffering due to slavery, systemic racism, all those lies. And then they've been educated in a public education system that Black people are oppressed, and that it is the white man's fault. And because these young white kids have not heard their parents and others say it's not true, they have believed into that lie. And that's why they're out there supporting. And the older generation of white people, they have fear. Their fear of losing their jobs, fear of being called racist, fear of being called haters. So anyone who has fear can be controlled. That's why God said, perfect love casts out fear. We should not have fear.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it right there. They use fear to control the masses, whether it's African Americans or even, Caucasian Americans. They use fear to get what they want. One more question. For those white Americans that do have that sense of liberal white guilt where they want to help the Black community, right? They have that mindset that they have to help them because they think that they are victims. What would you say to those liberal white Americans that are essentially promoting socialism, whether they realize it or not?
That they are helping to destroy their own existence. Because if those liberal whites were to disagree with the Blacks about anything, if they say, oh no, I don't want to, that's not a true cause. Let's say something that the Blacks want to do. Those Blacks would turn on them immediately. And just because they're going along with the Blacks and pretending to love them, but yet using them for their own personal gain as well, the Blacks are not supporting them. And when it's all said and done, those Blacks would turn on the liberal whites as quickly as they would the conservative whites. Black people don't love anyone. When you don't have love for yourself or for your family, you love no one. And I know a lot of black people think they love other black people, especially these black radicals. But in all honesty, they have love for no one. So they'll turn on those liberal whites as quickly as they would the conservative if the liberal whites disagree with them about anything. They're going to have to lick boots forever in order to get along with those blacks.
And we've seen examples of that in places like New York with the black Hebrew Israelites making white people do the very thing you just mentioned, actually.
Yeah, lick boots. Isn't that I never thought I would see white people licking boots. How you lick boots? You know you got to. That's beta all the way.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because when you go to the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, if you're following some of these communist groups, they'll refer to people like you and I who would support our local police as bootlickers. Yeah. Yet it's the white liberals that are literally kissing and licking boots of the black Hebrew Israelite radicals in the streets of New York City and Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. I never imagined. I just never thought I would see that in America. And you hear, I was born on a plantation under the Jim Crow laws. I was raised under the Jim Crow law. We didn't have any of this going on. The mentality wasn't that way at all. This is all evil. It has nothing to do with systemic racism or police brutality or slavery or anything.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Jesse, one last question. For anyone watching who would like to learn more about what you're talking about or watch you, where could and should they go to get your books or watch your videos, listen to your podcasts?
They can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or jesseleepeterson.com, jesseleepeterson.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D, and check out our nonprofit.
Okay, thank you so much, Jesse Lee Peterson. God bless you, and take care and keep up the good work.
And God bless you, Christian. It was an honor to meet you, and I enjoyed that. Thank you for having me on.
After dividing the people along economic and racial lines, whether it's the Mapuche in Chile or blacks in America, communists create the appearance of popular support for their causes using popular slogans. Sharpton, Jackson, and BLM want to convince the majority of Americans that so-called justice for black Americans is achieved through their programs, which are glaringly communist. For more information about how Black America is being conned, you can buy a copy of Jesse Lee Peterson's Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America online at bondinfostore.org and at rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Next week, we'll discuss the third tactic of how communists neutralize the opposition. God bless.